And here is another blunt and straightforward statement, 1 Thessalonians 4:3. For this is the will of God. Wow. Doesn't leave much to speculation, does it? It's not hard to figure out. Not obscure. This is the will of God, your sanctification. Big word means separation. Separation from what? From sin. To be separated from sin. God wants you saved. He wants you spirit controlled. And He wants you separated from sin. It's exactly what it says. You ought to, verse 1, walk and please God. You ought to excel more at that. And you know what commandments we gave you by the authority of the Lord Jesus. You know what it is to live a holy life. It's revealed in the Word of God, which is where the Holy Spirit gains control of your life when the Word dominates you. You know all of this. And so the will of God is that you obey it and separate yourself from sin by obeying God's holy law. God's will is that you be sanctified. Now, what does exactly that mean? Let's get real practical. Four things, he says. One, that is, i.e., that you abstain from sexual immorality. Now we're getting real practical. Stay away from sex sin. Somebody says, how far away? Far enough away to be separated from all sexual sin. Very practical. This is God's will. Sometimes you have a couple come in and want to get married, and they sit in the office and say, tell me a little bit about yourself. When did you meet? So forth, so forth. And through the years, I've always asked a question somewhere on the line. Are you engaged in sinful sexual behavior? It's a direct approach. And then you see these sometimes shining faces saying, no, you know, we're waiting until marriage. Sometimes these faces fall and sheepish looks. And my response is, well, if you're conducting yourself knowingly out of the will of God and are unwilling to obey the will of God which is revealed, then why would you assume that it's the will of God for this relationship to go on? Sometimes they'll say, you know, we think it's God's will for us to get married. The first question is, are you committing sexual sin together? Because if you are, you're not in the will of God now. You've got to back up. Go back, reestablish that relationship on a pure level. And when you have been obedient to that which is known to be the will of God, you'll be in a position for God to disclose to you pretty clearly what is His will about what is not revealed. Stay away from sexual sin. And of course, it's ubiquitous. It's everywhere. It always has been. There's nothing new under the sun. It just comes in different forms. Stay away from sex sin. And he gets more specific. Verse 4. Each of you should know how to possess his own vessel. That's body in sanctification and honor. Handle your body to honor God. Handle your body in a pure way. Keep your body pure. He goes further. In verse 4, not in lustful passion, like the Gentiles who do not know God. Don't act like godless heathen. Don't act the way the world acts. Stay away from sex sin. Handle your body to honor God, like 1 Corinthians 9. Beat it into submission if necessary. Don't act like godless pagans. Fourthly, he says, that no man transgress, go across the line, and defraud his brother in the matter. Wow, what does that mean? Don't take advantage of other people. Don't take any advantage of any other people for any reason. Particularly in the sexual area, I tell young people, especially girls, you beware when some guy comes along and says, I love you, I love you, I love you, and then wants to steal your virginity. That's not love. That is lust. Lustful passion that has nothing to do with love. Love is much nobler than that, much more glorious than that, much grander than that. And a true and a pure love says, I love you so much that I would not do that. I love you that much. this kind of defrauding that goes on is not the will of God. It is the will of God that you be separate from sin. Stay away from sexual sin. How far away? Far enough away to be completely separate in all forms. Handle your body to honor God. Don't act like the godless heathen around you. Act. Do not take advantage of other people for your own gratification, your own lustful fulfillment. In 1 Peter 4, 2, Peter says, as I quoted earlier, we are to live the rest of the time in the flesh. Listen, no longer for the lusts of men, but for the will of God. It's not about lust anymore. It's about the will of God. God's will is that you stop lusting. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life. Stop lusting and start pursuing sanctification. The will of God. So important because, verse 6, the Lord is the avenger in all these things. Just as we also told you before and solemnly warned you, you don't get away with that. There's a price to pay. Verse 7, for God has not called us for the purpose of impurity, but in sanctification. By the way, verse 8, he who rejects this is not rejecting man, but the God who gives His Holy Spirit to you. You reject this? You're not rejecting me. You're not rejecting the man who wrote that. You're rejecting the God who gave you His Holy Spirit so that you have the power to be pure. So what is God's will? You be saved, you be Spirit-filled, you be sanctified. That's the will of God. Start there.